Soon, a multinational force set up by the United Nations will guard the ground where the Malaysian airliner crashed after being hit by a missile over Ukraine. The debris field was unsecured for days after the crash. One investigator says he saw local workers cutting away the wreckage with a chainsaw. Experts worry that some pieces have been repositioned or removed, leaving the scene compromised. Jim Wildy retired from the National Transportation Safety Board after 37 years. His job was to determine if explosives caused a plane crash. His team investigated the deadly crash of TWA Flight 800, which went down shortly after takeoff from New York. Authorities initially suspected it was caused by a bomb, but the NTSB ruled that out. Wildy says missiles will leave a signature burn on the wreckage.
It's unknown how obvious it's going to be. If the missile explodes nearby, you'd expect a shotgun blast of holes with concurrent damage associated with the overpressure associated with this with the missile exploding. But if it's a little bit further away, it might not be so obvious.
Wildy says this investigation is unlike any other because of the circumstances. A passenger plane shot down over a conflict zone in eastern Ukraine. Many ask why some, like Malaysia Airlines, continued to fly in the airspace over Donetsk, while others thought it was too dangerous. Kenneth Quinn is with the Flight Safety Foundation. He says in the past, governments avoided setting up no-fly zones over civil conflicts. Local fighters typically did not have access to surface-to-air missiles that could reach cruising altitudes of passenger planes. U.S. intelligence analysts say a Russian Sa-11 Buk missile down the Malaysian-bound aircraft.
This is a new threat with a new kind of capability that heretofore had only been possessed by some of the large powers, principally Russia and the United States and a lot of the Mideastern powers and China. So to have the ethnic strife, the civil war, and high-range missile anti-aircraft batteries is quite ominous and something that we need to prevent.
As investigators search for clues, airline experts want a global summit to address this new dynamic in local conflicts. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Washington.